Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where you come to you live and in living color through the auspices of the Three Star Committee and the Chamber of Commerce and all of the great folks that make this show possible each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. with a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And these shows are streamed on the Delahalla Horizon site, and there's a whole bunch of them there if you're interested in some of the older ones. Just figure out the date they're on or whatever and track through them all till you find the ones you want. But some interesting, some maybe they may not be not so interesting, but we always have fun no matter what. And got Miss Sandra Wicks here with me this morning, and we're going to be talking a little bit about our chili supper coming up this weekend. And we just completed our cruising around the Squirrel Lizard. They had a great crowd for the guys down at the Canton Lodge, and really grateful for those guys coming out and putting on a good show here at around the Squirrel at the Clay County Courthouse. And let's see, we've got a football game coming up, I think, this Friday night at home against Scott County. Does anybody know anything about when homecoming's coming off this year or anything?
I think it's the 21st.
I know it's a little bit later on, down in cold weather.
I'm not 100% sure, but it's later.
Down in cold weather, isn't it? You've got a good-looking young granddaughter down there. Maybe she may be part of this thing this year.
She is.
All right.
She is this year.
So we've got we'll have lots of young ladies and young men who are elected to positions in this thing. They're football queen, the homecoming queen, club queen, just a whole bunch of things that go on with that.
I think my Lacey is Miss Sophomore, I think.
Okay. We'll get more news on that as we go a little farther down. And, of course, our football team is moving along. We've only lost one game, and that was to, I guess, a triple-A school. We've had a pretty good year so far, scoring a bunch of points. Fun to watch. A fun bunch of young men to watch play the game of football. So if you haven't been out to see them, come out this Friday night, game time at 7 o'clock. And you can even bring your lawn chair and sit down on the edge of the track and watch down there, which lots of folks do. We got plenty of room up in the stands. Got a great concession stand. Got a great bunch of cheerleaders there. And I believe maybe we've got our band there playing sometimes. So
we do.
It's just a great celebration that goes on for each of these things. And let's see, we got our birthdays and anniversaries coming up today. We'll read those off here in a little bit and give away one of our prizes over there. And I was trying to think, we got any more news going on? I know we've got our development over at the industrial park, and I think maybe the chairman of the ID board is going to be on with me maybe next Thursday morning to tell folks about all that heavy equipment out there that if you drive over toward the elementary school and see all that stuff going on, wondering what's going on, we'll get a little explanation of that. So we just got lots of things going on here. We got our Halloween thing coming up here before long, and that's always a big deal. I think that's what is Halloween this year. I believe the celebration's on the 28th.
I think so. Yeah.
Friday night, the 28th, and all kinds of free goodies, free sugar for you youngins. If you're prepared to stay up all night after you take them home from the sugar high, you're very, very welcome to come out. And we have lots of folks to show up for that. We play a little spooky music. I don't know where they've got what all else they got going on, but I know there's lots and lots of folks that come by, and it's always a fun night. So these things are coming up. And let's see, we've got, it won't be long, our volleyball season finished. Our golf team, I think maybe boys, some of the boys, young men and young ladies, made it to the next round. I'm not sure I think maybe the state term has already been played. And a little shout out there, we can do that to Miss Sophie Linder, who happens to be Mr. Randall Walker's granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And I believe she maybe just won her third or fourth straight championship, I think she's won it every year in high school. Tremendous, tremendous young lady athlete. And I think she is, unless she's changed her mind, the last thing I heard, she is committed to going to Ole Miss to play college level golf, I think. So congratulations to her. I know she doesn't live up here, but she's got great connections up here, all kinds of family up here. I think maybe about everybody in Clay County is related to her somewhere or other, and Overton County. We will throw them in. But that's great news. And I do know that our golf team, I know the young men, they did qualify for the regional tournament. And I haven't heard from exactly how they did. But, you know, we've had some great golf teams in the past year. We've had some folks here that have made it to the state tournament. I don't know if we're that lucky this year or not, but we just got all kinds of activities going on, and don't ever be caught hurt saying there ain't nothing going on in Salina and Clay County. If you just look around, we've got the barn sale coming up. Can you think of anything else, Sandra? Just right offhand?
No, not right offhand.
You still got your special Tuesdays down at the
We have special Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
All every day's a special.
Every day's a special.
But you got special things going on different days. We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Okay,
right now, we'll, I guess, take a little short break, come back, and we will talk to Miss Sandra Wicks for a few minutes. Miss Sandra Stewart Wicks, and sometimes I forget to put the Wicks on there. But we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Miss Sandra Wicks is here with me this morning. She's got an event coming up this Saturday. And, of course, we want to, of course, talk about that a little bit and also talk about things going on down at the community center. The
senior center.
And the senior center at the community center. And we may talk a bit about some typical days down there here in a little bit. But right now, tell us what's coming up.
Okay, this Saturday, the 8th, starting at 11:30, we are having our 13th annual chili cook-off. The entry fee is just $10, and we are still taking anybody that wants to enter. We will get you an entry form either by email. You can pick it up, whichever way works best for you. We will have live music. The Star Mountain Band will be playing. The prizes are for first place is $500. Second place is $300. People's Choice is $250, and third place is $100. And Best Decorated Booth is $50. But that is not does not mean that you have to decorate your booth. That is just if you want to.
Okay. Now, if you were going to come over and set up, just exactly what does set up include, Sandra?
Set up for the cook-off.
Yeah. You know, there may be some folks out there that have been kind of hesitant on doing it, thinking it's all pretty complicated.
Yeah,
and that
it's
kind
not.
Of thing.
It's not complicated at all. We do have some rules that we go by. You can bring, you are responsible for bringing your own table and, of course, your decorations if you choose. You can use a propane tank for your cooker. You can have any open flame, like a campfire-type flame, or you can do electric. We have most people that do the electric, and we've got plenty of outlets here, but you do need to bring your extension cords.
Yeah, we've got outlets at every one of the little street lights around through here and a whole bunch around.
We've never had a problem with electricity.
Yeah, we finally got that taken care of pretty well. And it's as far as the actual cooking.
What we do is it has to be prepared that day. You can have your ingredients pre-chopped. You can have your hamburger meat pre-cooked, but nothing can be combined. It has to be combined on site. And vendors usually start cooking at about 8 o'clock. It's when they can start cooking. We have a team meeting at 8 o'clock. So just one team leader has to come, meet in the front. We go over the rules. I give them a ladle to use for the tasting so they don't even have to bring that. And that's basically it.
Okay. And what kind of pot, how big a pot do they need?
Well, I have seen huge stock pots, anything from just two or three different crock pots plugged up, the huge, you know, the bigger crock pots. We do request a minimum of 3 gallons because we got 600 chili cups that's going to be sold. And we sell, I think last year we sold around 500 of those. And so it's a big event and you don't want to run out of chili because the people get to pick the people's choice.
Okay, let me ask you about the cut. Do you have you saved a lot of the old cups where you didn't have a sellout or anything?
What we do with our old cups, last year I sold every one of them. People that didn't make it that normally do, they came by and bought a cup. Then they're $5. The tasting cup is $5. That money goes directly to the senior center. That is the money that we make off of this.
Okay, I was wondering about, you know, if people that tried to collect them all, if you had any back.
I do. I have several people that come and get them just for collectors.
And you got them all the way back to the first one still? Or
now, I don't. Because I don't know, you know, because we've just been, this will be our seventh year doing it
yeah.
as far as the senior center.
Yeah.
I don't have them, but they, since we've been doing it, we change the mugs up every year.
Yeah.
Because we were finding that people were bringing their old mugs. And not purchasing one, and you know, that's not good for us because this is a fundraiser to support our senior center and doing activities and events that we can do that my seniors do not have to pay for.
You know,
it surprises me.
We have some amazing people, don't we?
We do. And we try to keep it as cheap as possible. And as long as we've done it, I said it will never go above $5.
You know, that's kind of like taking your plate back to the restaurant.
It is.
Saving your plate. or your styrofoam box back to the barbecue pit.
I just say, please do not bring your pack way back from the beginning mugs because this is a fundraiser. Again, this is a fundraiser for our Clay County Senior Center.
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought of that, but I'm going to see if I can find an old mug somewhere.
Oh, and that is one of the things that I tell our cookers. Do not take anyone's mug for a sample if it's not in this mug for this year.
Yeah.
And this year they are a burgundy color mug with orange writing. We've never had one like it before.
So if you come through with a different color, you've been nailed.
Right.
Well, I think maybe if they try that, you ought to maybe put a $15 fine on them or something.
I should. No, I'm not that mean. It's a fun event. It's a family-oriented event. It only lasts for a few hours, but a lot of people have a great time in those few hours listening to music, interacting and getting to talk with each other.
Okay, the band, I know they have the members of the band.
Mm-hmm.
You know all their names?
No, I know Danny Scott.
Danny
Scott,
yeah,
the one that I... And I can't say the other guy from Burksville, and his last name's Blue. But I can't remember his first name, I'll be honest. But Danny's the one that I mostly deal with.
Of course, Danny is a former Clay County resident from Pea Ridge. Went to high school. They had a little band in high school, mm-hmm. He and Wayne Nelson, I believe.
Yes,
maybe
they
Wayne
is.
Will come sit in with them since
he is. I think I've seen Wayne here every year. They never played with him, I don't think, but I have seen him here in the past.
You know, I know, like I said, they had a little band in high school, mm-hmm. And I think they stayed together for a long time and played in various places.
Yeah, I believe their name was it Misty Blue.
I think it was.
Because I, in my teenage years, went to some of their
shows,
festivals.
Did Zamora ever sing with? Did she do lead singing with them some? Or
I don't know. I'm not for
maybe
sure.
That
if she didn't, they missed out.
Yes, and Davis. I can't think of her first name now. That went on to talk to the Ralph Emery show for a whole long time.
Oh, I don't.
About 4 years
that.
Now. She was.
Linda Davis?
No, she was Patsy. She was a girl from out there towards East End. I had a bunch of sisters, and I can't think of their last name. Old age is hitting me, I reckon.
Well, yeah, and I don't remember those.
You know, that's one of the things, you know, a lot of people, they worry about getting old and forgetful. You know what's worse than that?
No.
Being old and regretful.
Hey, I'm starting to say, I turned 60 this year, and believe me, I'm officially a senior center participant now, if I want to be, but my mind tells me I'm 25, but my body laughs at me.
So that means I was your teacher when I was 14 years old, I guess, wouldn't it?
I guess.
That had been a year or two ago.
It has. 42.
Fun times.
Fun times.
I tell you what, let's take a little short break, come back, and do a few more things. And I know you probably got a busy day in front of you today and tomorrow.
The next 2 days is extremely busy.
But we'll be back just in a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about the Senior Citizen Center down there and some of the things that these things like this help pay for. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you back with us. We'll remind everyone to make sure they get out and spend some money with the folks that sponsor on the radio station up there. And I know we have, this is a special invite for anyone, any business that is a member of the Chamber of Commerce. If you would like to come on one day and do a little 15-minute or so plug of your company, your business, we'd really like to give you that opportunity as part of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. So just keep that in mind, and if you know of anyone that might like to take advantage of this, let them know, because nearly about 200 members of the Chamber of Commerce here. And, when you sit down and look, it's amazing at how many different places of business that we have here in Clay County. And some of them, when you read down the list, you look and see, well, I've never heard of them. But there's lots and lots of them there. I know we all know who the major ones are, but there's lots of small businesses. A lot of folks have that are members of the chamber have their business office, whatever, in their homes. I know we have quite a few beauticians that have little shops in their homes, and just there's opportunities are here if we'll take advantage of. We just don't need to keep taking all of our money to Cookeville or to Walmart. We have quite a bit of things right here in Salina. So, and of course we've got all those folks coming through going to the lake. In the summertime, if we could just get maybe one out of every 100 that comes by and spend $5 with us 1 week. And I know I believe the statistics this year that tourism brought in, $8 million to the economy of Clay County.
Wow.
And, of course, the one thing that we do standard get each year is like the 2.5% sales tax from that. And when it comes down from that $8 million, we wind up with about a couple of $100,000 that we can spend on tourism and things like that to attract people to stop here. And of course, we're working on some things for tourism. I know our Rolly Hole Marble Museum. We're looking at some things to do around that. And of course, later on today, we've got one of our businesses here coming in that's in here in the courthouse. And that is the ladies that run Lyle and Company that are actually operating right now here out of the Clay County Courthouse with us. And we're glad to have them. And like I said, we just got lots of things going on, and we need volunteers. Coming up next year, for those of you that don't know, and that this old building will celebrate her 150th birthday. And we are planning a celebration for that. And we have got a tremendous raffle item we're going to be raffling off, Sandra. Some of your folks might be interested in this. We have a 30-30 Henry repeater rifle, Golden Boy, that on one side of it's got all the decorations for the state rifle and all that. On one side of the stock is a picture of the courthouse. On the other side of the stock is a special emblem designed just for next year, celebrating the 150th anniversary of the courthouse. And guess how many of these are going to be made?
One only,
a one of a kind.
There'll be a lot of people there.
And actually, it's a lever action Henry with one with the hex barrel. I mean, it is a beautiful, beautiful collector's piece. And we'll be raffling that off beginning sometime toward the first of next year. And then we will have a weekend celebration of the birthday of the courthouse. And we just got lots and lots of things coming on. And I do know that coming up on CBS Sunday morning, that those folks have been in town here, and they came to cover the Rolly Hole Marble Museum,
okay.
But they're also covering some of the things like Bud Garrett, Tree Hills. They've got some footage, I think, from here in Salina and the marble yards all over Clay County, and that will be coming up sometime a little bit. And also now, if you have ever watched the program True South, which is on the SEC ESPN network. And this program, they filmed here all day one day. They filmed two spots up in Monroe County, the barbecue place up there, and the Doveys. And then they came down to Mr. Malcolm Strong's indoor Tennessee Square Marble Yard and shot some footage there. So we got a little bit of Clay County on that show on national TV.
And that's Sunday morning?
CBS Sunday morning, okay. Comes on at 8 o'clock. Sometime a little bit later on, there will be the program about that's going to be on there. And it's going to actually have quite a section on Bud Garrett and also a whole lot on the marbles. And so we're getting some national attention, and we've got a bunch of things going on. And also, I'm jabbering now.
That's okay.
We've got a thing here that is the National Scenic Cumberland Byway, which is on the National Register of Scenic Highways, that runs from the Clay County Courthouse to the Cumberland Gap. So it's from the river to the gap. You know, that's the old trail folks came from over in the Carolinas over into Middle Tennessee. And that is open. And like I said, it's a beautiful drive, Highway 52, all the way up to where it ends. And then from Highway 52, you get on, I don't remember the number of the highway there, but you go through by the Rugby, you go by through Livingston, Birdstown, the Cordell Hull Museum.
Beautiful area.
And then the up at the Sergeant York thing, Rugby, and then on through all the towns all the way over there to the Cumberland Gap where the first settlers came through over into here. And they're just getting ready to start doing publicity on that, getting some signage up. But I know a lot of folks are driving that, and of course it starts here at the courthouse on one end, and of course out there we've got our Tennessee Music Pathways thing there. So we just we're looking at something we've overlooked for years, and that is one of those historic markers for the courthouse.
True.
We have, if you notice, we've got them all over the county. And I looked around, hey, we ain't got one here. So we've got to take care of that. Now, Sandra, let's talk a little bit of like a typical day down there at Community Center.
Okay, on Thursday, today, we had cardio drumming. That is a great thing that we have started that everyone loves. We even have some men that get in on that. But it is a great exercise, and it does get your heart rate up, which is what it's supposed to. And everyone does it at their pace until they build up. What that entails is we have large, like 50-inch and bigger, exercise balls. And we just set them on a 5-gallon bucket. I got dowel rods, cut them in two, and they drum to music. And we have things that on YouTube that we follow. So it's a free activity. We have about 15 to 20 ladies most of the time that does that, and men every now and then. So that's Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Then at 10, of course, we have our bingo. And then we usually eat lunch at about 11 to 11:15. Then on Thursday afternoon, Miss Betsy Fox comes, and we have a painting class. Again, all this is free. You don't have to pay for anything for the art. And she has done miracles with some of our ladies that just started out. They have really improved greatly.
Miss Betsy is a tremendous talent.
She's
and
a tremendous great, talent.
And tremendous teacher also.
Yes, and she is very much a prized possession for Clay County when it comes to art. And then they play shuffleboard right after lunch. They love doing that. And, of course, all during the day at certain times, they're playing cards, they're putting puzzles together, they're exercising on the exercise equipment, and that's a typical Thursday.
Well, The last time I was down there, I teamed up with Ronald Bailey at the pitch table, and we won three straight games. So I'm never going to play pitch down there again. I am now the champion down there.
All right. And I will say I've heard stories from years past of card arguments. There has never been any bloodshed. Not at all. Just
it's good, serious. It's serious.
Good fun, ragging each other.
Okay, now, I think there's one day where you have open mic.
Yes, on Tuesday. Well, let me get back to Monday first.
Okay.
On Monday, we have exercise. They do the cardio drumming on Monday. And then we, of course, have bingo on Monday. We just do bingo Mondays and Thursdays at 10 o'clock. Then after lunch, they play shuffleboard. Then at 1 o'clock, they do open mic. We call it picket and grinning. Anyone that wants to come, bring a guitar or just bring your voice. It doesn't matter. We've had anything from fiddles to guitars of the bass, electric, just whatever you want to play, you can bring it. And we do that, and they'll usually do that from about 1 to 2:30. It just depends on how long they want pick and grin. But that's open to anyone that wants to come down and just play music.
And what about along about noontime when it's lunchtime?
That we, here lately, we have been doing our own meals.
Oh, right, back to
so
that.
So we have been making our own home-cooked meals, which has been, they've really loved them. They've enjoyed it. I've had a lot of my singers that's helped do that, and that's been a great blessing for me. But starting on October the 17th, we have contracted with a company that I think is, they're from East Tennessee, but they're putting a business in somewhere in the area. I'm not really for sure where, but they're going to be covering, I know, 8 different senior centers in Upper Cumberland. And they are frozen meals, but they are cooked fresh and flash froze. And then we just warm them up. So we are going to give that a try to see, you know, how that goes.
So, but if you want some of Granny's old-fashioned cooking, you better get down there right now to take advantage of that.
I mean, we've had, you know, it's from pinto beans and salmon patties to pulled pork, and some of the, you know, ladies and their husbands have brought in, made big pots of soup and chilies and, you know, just various things. But it's been really good.
Well, Sandra, I know you've got to get back down there and get to work.
I do.
And with that, I'm going to read our birthdays and anniversaries. And we've done well this morning. You were thinking maybe you could do about 30 seconds.
I know.
But
my voice held out.
All right. And birthdays and anniversaries for today. We've got one anniversary, Billy and Sue Cherry, and I believe, I couldn't hear real good, but I think it said 50th wedding. Miss Shirley Brown celebrating a birthday. Knox Trobaugh celebrating a birthday, and Aunt Lee has called that one in. Sherry Barlow celebrating a birthday, and also Lisa Walker, Kelly Carr. And just a little bit of news on that. Kelly's daughter, as you know, had a bad water accident this summer, and they were really concerned because, you know, she fell off the back of a jet ski, and the spray from the jet ski nearly cut her in half. But they have got the surgeries done, and from all reports, they were able to patch her intestines, make sure that, you know, there was enough there, and looked like, you know, she's going to have a normal digestive system through the great work of the physicians that did that, and so that is great news. And also, I'd like to wish Mr. Aiden Barlow his 13th birthday down in Macon County. We'll throw that one just on the list here of names to announce. And with that, we'll use our system here at the end of the show, draw out a name, and you'll win one of those wonderful birthday prizes over at the Chamber. Compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back with Miss Erica Adams from Lyle & Company. We're going to talk about our commercial business in here for a little bit. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked. That's Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we really appreciate everyone being with us this morning, and we hope that you have enjoyed the first half of the show, got some information. And out there, if there are any chili cookers out there, it'd be a great time to come over here Saturday. And if you heard the prizes on that, there is a chance that you can come over here and spend your entry fee and win up to $500. And you can't do that just anywhere anymore. And I do know that they need some more folks to come and cook. And if you'd like to do that, and you don't have to be a professional cook. If you just enjoy making chili, come over here and make you some chili. And they'll help you get set up, you know, bring you a pot. If you've got a great big old cooking pot that's electric, we can plug that thing up, or you can bring your propane stuff, and it's just a fun day here, and there's all kinds of people walking around all day, coming around sampling your chili, and then you get to pick a favorite. But it's just a great day, and like I said, you know, $500 ain't chicken feed. That's a pretty good first prize. But with that, good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Let you introduce yourself.
My name is Erica Adams, and I am one of the three that started Lyle & Co.
And how did that partnership come about?
Well, myself and Jesse Copeland and her husband Mike and Matthew Adams have been friends for years, and they moved up here from Knoxville. And when they moved, they were renting a house until they could find one to buy. And at the same time, the building on the square known as Treehouse Treasures was for sale. And there's two apartments up top, and she's like, if I bought this for us to live in, how do you feel about opening a store at the bottom? She's a full-time accountant, and I'm a full-time nurse. And at that time, I thought, who better creativity-wise to bring in to decorate than Angie Weaver? So I contacted her, and she was on board, and that's kind of how it started. Well, as you know, that aspect of the business fell through, and but we had still gone so far and done so much work that we decided to carry on.
And you were kind of lucked up.
It was, yes. What cooler place to be than in the middle of the square in the courthouse. So it definitely worked out for the best.
And you guys came on board at Christmas time.
Yes. At this point, it was October. And then November, we were doing, was it Christmas on the Square?
Yeah.
Or Christmas on the Square. And, of course, we didn't have a storefront. So when we were looking for a place to have our sale, you brought us into the courthouse. And we were standing in the room, and I think it was Angie that said, what about being here all the time? And here we are, a year later.
And you got, I know you operate on a limited schedule.
Yes, like I said, we all three have other jobs. And so we're open on Saturdays and by appointment during the week. I meet people here a lot in the afternoons, like after I get off work. Anytime that anybody needs to come by and needs something, I don't care a bit, to meet them. And I open a lot in the afternoons for that. Also, during the holiday season, now we are open more during the week, during November and December. This month, we have one of our big things that we enjoy is barn sales. We have three this month. Actually, when I leave here, we go to set up for a Southern Marketplace barn sale at Amazing Grace. Out in Redbone Springs,
mm-hmm.
April Patterson and Molly Hicks put that on, and we have that this weekend.
And you won't be open the weekend here that you're over there, or?
Correct. Right. If we're at a barn sale, we are closed here. So this month, we will be closed in the courthouse. But we will be open by appointment. It's three of us, the five Saturdays we have barn sales.
And you can check on your Facebook site for that. And
yes.
I try to share them too. And also, if you're driving through town and you see their sign out at the end of the sidewalk on either side of the courthouse, come to a screeching halt, run in, and check out. Okay, now, some of the things, what is your store?
Well, we are we're a boutique. We have shoes, we have accessories, we have clothing, size small all the way up to a 3X. And we also have pants that range from size 0 up to a size 2. Our goal is, no matter your size, your budget, or your age, we hope that you can come in and find something. We like to be a little different, a little unique. We also have a lot of vintage items that sometimes are for staging, but sometimes also for sale. We have home decor items as well. So, you know, one of the things that I think is great about this is, you know, between us and all of the other boutiques and stores that we have on the square and we have in town, you shouldn't have to drive to Cookeville. You shouldn't have to drive to Nashville. You shouldn't have to drive anywhere to get the things that you need. And I think between us and the other boutiques in town, we feel that need. We feel that gap. And or at least I hope we do. Because,
Well, you know, one of the things that as a, you know, a potential customer, the I guess one of the things that has always kind of festered in there and a little bit in my little weak mind is that, you know, it's hard to, even with all, I know you guys, you have a pretty wide niche of the things that you do, but, you know, it's hard to buy, like, brand names here. You know, if you need a pair of Nikes or something like that, and I know it's such a big investment to do things like that, because we all sit there and remember when Mr. Estel Burnett over here, he had the sole right to sell for a number of areas around here, Levi. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the day when Washington, D.C. and Happy Jacks were $3 a pair and Levi's were $4 a pair. But, you know, we had, well, like W.L. Brown, they had brand names. We don't have a lot of that type thing. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of...
I'm sure there's something in your mind where you look at
that. There's a lot of things that go into that. Like, you just can't sell Nike because you want to sell Nike, right? And I use Nike because that's the example that you gave me. So to have certain brands, they require a certain minimal purchase. And it's normally thousands of dollars up front. And for small businesses, here, that's just more of an investment than you can,
right.
You can't put your total budget that month into one thing. Not only that, there's certain specifications that you have to meet as a seller before they will even
Storefront footage is one.
And also, like I said, a large initial investment is required. And lots of times, if there is, lots of people have radiuses. So if that same item or brand is sold one place, it cannot be sold within a so many mile radius.
Right, within that territory.
Right. So, you know, you run into a lot of legalities when you want to sell certain brands.
And I know a lot of folks talk about, you know, why don't we have a Pizza Hut here? Why don't we have this? Why don't we have that? You know, that is something, even though we feel like, you know, that market may be here, it's amazing how many hoops you have to go through to open up anything with a name brand.
You know, I'll take our Dale Hall of Pizza over the Pizza Hut anytime, so I don't think we're
right. I mean, we have a great local, and there are lots of those, you know, around because of things like that, because... And I do know that, you know, one of the things when you open up one of those places is, well, like our Subway here, there could be an edict come down from the head company saying, hey, you're not doing the business like we want it done. We're going to close that store. And they, you know, they have, within so much notice, I think they have the right to do that. And they can also tell you where you can, where you have to put the store. And, of course, I don't know of anybody that couldn't, know that when we have 4,000 to 5,000 cars and vehicles coming through this square, couldn't believe that if they had one of their signs here that maybe one out of every 100 of them might stop and buy a hamburger or something.
They also can tell you what you have to charge for it.
Right.
Well, and here, that's difficult. We can't charge prices like Cookeville charges, like Nashville charges, or even like Livingston charges. We can't charge those prices.
Because you don't buy hundreds of thousands of items of...
Correct, and I wouldn't expect people to pay those prices either.
And of course the big box, of course the big box stores are having troubles too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all do any online sales? Is somebody?
We do have online capability. It has yet to go live, but hopefully very soon. We do have online. You know, we have a website, and you can go online and order. It's not currently live, but it is available. We do ship. Lots of times people comment on our social media that they want something, and we can ship it to them, or I can meet them. We try to make it, because we don't have normal regular business hours, we try to make it as easy as possible for people to get the things that they need without having to drive anywhere.
Okay, now, just exactly what do we got here?
Well, you mean like what inventory do we have?
Yeah, what your inventory, the things you sell, some of the brand names.
Okay, so
I mean, I'm not familiar with.
Right. So as far as we have accounts with, so there's a, how this works is there is a website where you can buy your boutique clothing, and it's the same website that everybody uses. But as far as specialty, what we have specialty that. We have Shoe Shop Shoes, which is a brand of boutique tennis shoes. It's kind of a cheaper version of the Golden Goose, which is probably not something you wear, Thomas. But it is.
It probably wouldn't fit me.
Maybe not. We have those. We also carry Thread and Supply, which is a clothing brand. I know they carry it at Nordstrom. That's something special. We have an account with Z Supply. We have. Of course, most of our boutique clothing comes from the same. So it's one site, and all types of vendors you buy off one site. It's just easier to keep track of your shipping and all of that if you do it that way. We carry Ink and Alloy Jewelry, which is another specific brand. So we have things like a lot of boutiques have, but then we try very hard to be, you know, unique and different and carry, you know, carry other things.
Okay, and all of your merchandise were new merchandise.
Yes, sir, except for our vintage. Like we do.
Okay,
we do bring stuff in. Angie will bring, you know, she's a picker from way back, and so she'll bring things in that she's picked over the years, and we'll use it to set up with. But of course, you know, if she's not attached to it, she will sell it. So, yeah, we do have some vintage things, but mostly our home decor and our clothing and our shoes and our jewelry is all new.
What do you do any consignment things?
We don't do any consignment. No, now we've, something that I think is kind of neat is vintage clothing. Mm-hmm. But currently that's not, something that we do, but I do think that's a cool idea and maybe we do that in the future. But right now, other than our vintage things, it's all
new. You have a lot of stuff that look vintage.
Yes,
uh-huh. I have walked through there and looked, and I see, the flannel shirts and things, mm-hmm. that have that look, and I thought,
everything comes back around.
And then you look over there, this is brand new.
Yeah. People buy jeans with holes in them.
So, of course, right now, if someone had a 1960 something vintage leather bomber jacket that hardly been worn, that they were.
That's pretty cool. I love old stuff. I love leather. I think that's awesome.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about I know around the square here, I know you guys all work pretty good together, and we have quite a few here around the square.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like I said, we cover, as I said a minute ago, we've got the ladies covered pretty good,
mm-hmm.
here in Salina.
Mm-hmm.
But us as a masculine type, there's not a whole lot of.
Right, and so, I can't speak for the other boutiques, how they are, but we've carried male. Male doesn't sell as well.
Right.
Male doesn't sell as well.
Well, maybe they don't feel hardly as comfortable.
Maybe not. But male doesn't sell as well as the female. And when you have a budget that you have to spend each month, right, you have to spend that money on what sells the best.
Right.
And
absolutely.
That's what we supply. But like I said, I can't speak to the other ones how well their male sells. But as of this point, it's not been a strong seller for us. So we've kind of veered off of it.
Maybe we've got to the point where our wives buy a lot of our clothes anyway.
Yeah.
But, as a thing there, if I had an emergency and I need to buy a button-down shirt real quick, I'd have a problem.
You're right.
Without running away.
Right.
And even locally around, I don't know, Livingston, Tompkinsville, I guess Walmart's probably got that type
right.
of thing, but that's not it. If I'm looking for an Ivy League looking shirt.
Right. You would have to travel. You would have to travel. And what people might not understand is you, as a seller from these vendors, you don't just buy a shirt. You have to buy a lot.
Blocks of
correct.
Size.
And you have to buy X number of sizes and X number of that product. So if all 6 or 12 or 24, however many you have to buy, isn't going to fly off your shelves, then you're stuck with,
along that line, this may not be a good question, but the most common size that you guys sell?
Well, it is the most common size. Well, it depends. So for shirt, it's not a small. A small is not your biggest seller. Your medium and your large, probably a medium and an extra large, are the shirts that sell the best. Jeans, a very common size is like an 11. Now when you have your younger girls, your high schooler and your like junior high girls, your smaller sizes sell some, but mostly it's your 11s that sell. Shoe sizes, surprisingly, I thought it would be like an 8. But no, the shoe size we sell out of the quickest is a size 10 for women's sizes. And so when we reorder, we do take that into account. Like some things require you to buy set sizes, but the sizes we get to pick, we do try to buy the sizes that sell the
well, of course,
have the most need.
Are most of your sales local sales, or if you have your sign out, do you have someone that's actually driving by and see your sign and say, heck is this? Let's go check it out.
Yes, and we advertise locally as well. Like we go to all of the boat docks, and the boat docks have been good to, like, we'll take advertisements to all the local boat docks and marinas, and in their cabins they'll put them in the, what to do while you're here binders. We take flyers to all of the campgrounds, local campgrounds. Because if you see our sign outside, all you know is there's a sign with Lyle & Co., right? You have no, because we don't have any window, windows for you to really see. So you got to kind of know what it is before you're going to stop. So we try to advertise the places that where people do visit, campgrounds, marinas. But during, like, the museum days, you know,
right,
that people were out and about, you know, people that probably never would have walked in and visited our store because that was going on. We got a lot of foot traffic that way.
Well, you know, and a lot of things I know, we talked about this before, is our traditional Wednesday closings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's time, you know, a lot of our folks sit down and take a look and talk to some of the our visitors that come. And, you know, that, a lot of folks still come to Dale Hall and spend the week. And very few of them, there's probably not any of them that don't go by the island up there going down to look at the dam.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how we get them to, you know, to come in Tucson, but if they do come, when they get bored and drive, about what time of the week do they get bored and want to do something else?
Well,
about the middle of the week.
Well, true, but now we've played with hours. We, you know, at the beginning when we started, we played with every type of, you know, day, hours, morning. We've even done late afternoon, you know, until 6 o'clock because
right,
people work until 6 o'clock. We've tried Wednesdays because nobody else was open, so let's be open. But what I found and what, you know, what we found on a Wednesday is here, everybody is so used to things being closed on Wednesday,
right,
nobody just makes the trip to town.
But,
and there's not enough foot traffic via those people you're referring
right,
to justify being open all day.
Right. And I know what you guys missed a great time Saturday afternoon from 3 to about 6. We probably had 300 spectators.
Yeah. Yeah,
we had about 300 spectators, and
yeah,
a lot of them came in and walked, and I put a ladder across the door out there. They could
yeah,
look and they could peep in here. And what
right,
is that? And
right, right. Yeah,
there were
in Kennedy County at a youth football game.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
We're about, golly, I don't know how much time we got left here. We're about out of time. I was going to let you talk about being a football mom there for a minute.
No.
How many football youngsters you got playing right now?
Three.
Mm-hmm. And that they range from?
A sophomore, a freshman, and a sixth grader. So two on the high school team and one in the youth league.
And I know you're very proud of them. And,
yes, sir.
And of course, we're all proud of, everyone on our athletic. We're proud of all of our young folks around here.
Good
we have so many
sir,
people
good
doing
group,
so many things. Our 4-H folks that are winning state contests.
Yes.
It's just great all the things going on for our young folks. But, you know, that makes it kind of hard to get people your age involved in some of the things that, some of the volunteer things, other things outside of that. But we realize your number one priority is 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, with that, I guess it's time we get ready to close down. Just reach in there and pull me out a number, and we'll see who's our lucky winner today.
Hold on. I got two. There.
You're not going to do like somebody did the other day when I did it with numbers. I said, give me a number between 1 and 7. They said 10. looked like Shirley Brown won today's birthday prize. So, Shirley, if you want to come over to the chamber and pick up your envelope, we will gladly distribute to you this wonderful birthday prize. And with that, I guess we're about to get everything shut up here, and we'll be shutting the doors and getting out of here for a little while, let Erica get to work. And I told the folks about Miss Carr that came through her surgery last night, I think, okay, Kelly's daughter.
Oh, yes, isn't that not great?
And I think today's
Kelly's birthday. What better of a birthday gift? I'm pretty
yeah,
sure I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah,
today's
yeah,
Kelly's birthday,
yeah.
So what better of a birthday
yeah,
present?
Yeah, today was her birthday.
Yeah,
and with that, I guess, you know, we can say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here live and in living color on your radio dial on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and good day, Clay County.